Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Through the Bible with Joe McGee. We're going from Genesis to Revelation in chronological order as it happened. And so we're in the book of Judges, which is a great book. Got a lot of stuff. You can make a ton of movies just out of this one book in the Bible. And so it's the people of God who they'd sin, they would repent, they would sin, they would repent, they would sin, they'd repent. When they repented, God would bless. When they sinned, God would judge. You know, when they repented, God would bless. When they sinned, God would judge. And it's like, when are they going to get this? Well, it's the same thing true today for all Christians. When are you going to get it? Lord, teach me to fear you, for the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. With that, riches and honor. You know, it's just a great verse of scripture. So pray it every day. I pray it every night when I go to bed. Father, I give you permission. Teach my family to fear you. For the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs 9:10. With that wisdom comes long life, riches, and honor. Proverbs 3:16. I like long life, riches, and honor. How do you get long life, riches, and honor? You need to fear God. How do you fear God? You need to ask him to teach you. So I pray it twice a day. Lord, teach me and my family to fear you. It's a great prayer to pray. So in Judges chapter 12, Ephraim's having a fight. So we'll jump into verse 1. Then the people of Ephraim mobilized an army and crossed over the Jordan River to Zephon. They sent messengers, "Why didn't you call us for help to fight against Ammonites? We were going to burn down your house with you in it." And so Jephthah replied, "I summoned you at the beginning of the dispute, but you refused to come. You failed to help us in our struggle against the Ammonites, or Ammon. So when I realized you weren't coming, I risked my life and went to the battle without you. And the Lord gave me victory over the Ammonites. So why have you come to fight me?" And the people of Ephraim responded, "You men of Gilead are nothing more than fugitives from Ephraim and Manasseh." So Jephthah gathered all the men together, Gilead, and attacked them, the men of Ephraim, and defeated them. Jephthah captured the following crossings of the Jordan River. And whenever a fugitive from Ephraim tried to go back across, the men of Gilead would challenge them. "Are you a member of the tribe of Ephraim?" they would ask him. If a man said, "No, I'm not," then they would tell him, "No." If he was from Ephraim, they would say, "Shemot," because the people of Ephraim cannot pronounce the word correctly. Then they would take him and they would kill him at the shallow crossing. It just got ugly. This is, they could make a good movie, but you wouldn't watch it because it doesn't go very well. And so in all, 42,000 Ephraimites were killed at that time. And Jephthah judged Israel for 6 years. When he died, he was buried in one of the towns of Gilead. Verse 8, after Jephthah died, Ibzan from Bethlehem judged Israel. He had 30 sons, 30 daughters. He sent his daughters to marry men outside his clan. And he bought in 30 young women from outside his clan to marry his sons. He's unjudged there for 7 years. When he died, he was buried in Bethlehem. Verse 11. After Ibzan died, Elon from the tribe of Zebulun judged Israel for 10 years. When he died, he was buried in Zebulun. After he died, Abnon, son of Hillel, from the Perithian, judged Israel. He had 40 sons, 30 grandsons. He rode on 70 donkeys, and he judged Israel for 8 years. When he died, he was buried in Ephraim in the hill country of the Amalekites. Chapter 13, verse 1. Again, Israel did evil in the Lord's sight, and the Lord handed them over to the Philistines, who oppressed them for 40 years. In those days, a man named Manoah from the tribe of Dan lived in the town of Zoram. His wife was unable to become pregnant, and they had no children. Angel of the Lord appeared to Manoah's wife and said, "Even though you have been unable to have children, you will soon become pregnant, give birth to a son. So be careful. You must not drink wine or any other alcoholic drink, nor eat any forbidden food. You'll become pregnant, and you will give birth to a son. His hair must never be cut, for he will be dedicated to God, a Nazarite from birth. and he will begin to rescue Israel from the Philistines. Verse 6, the woman ran home, told her husband, "A man of God appeared to me." He said, look like one of the angels. Terrifying to see. I didn't ask where he was from, and he didn't tell me his name, but he told me, "You'll become pregnant and give birth to a son. You must not drink wine or any other alcoholic drink or any forbidden food, and your son will be dedicated to God, a Nazarite, from the moment of his birth till the day of his death." Then Manoah prayed to the Lord, saying, "Lord, please, let the man of God come back to us again and give us more instruction about the son who is to be born." God answered Manoah's prayer, and the angel of God appeared once again to his wife. She was sitting in the field, but her husband Manoah was not with her. So she quickly ran and told her husband, "The man who appeared to me the other day is here again." Manoah ran back with his wife and asked him, "Are you the man that spoke to my wife the other day?" "Yes, I am," he replied. So Manoah asked him, "When your words come true, what kind of rules should govern the boy's life and work?" The angel replied, "Be sure your wife follows the instructions I gave her. She must not eat grapes or raisins, drink wine or other alcoholic drink, or any forbidden fruit." Then Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, "Please stay here until we can prepare a young goat for you to eat." "I will stay," the angel of the Lord replied, "but I will not eat anything. However, you may prepare a goat as a burnt offering and offer it to the Lord." Manoah didn't realize that it was an angel of the Lord. He thought he was talking to a regular person. No, this is an angel of God. Then Manoah asked the angel of the Lord, "What is your name? For when all this comes true, we want to honor you." "Why do you ask my name?" the angel replied. "It is too wonderful for you to understand." Then Manoah took a young goat and a grain offering and offered it on a rock as a sacrifice to the Lord. And Manoah and his wife watched. The Lord did an amazing thing. As the flames from the altar shot toward the sky, the angel of the Lord ascended in the fire. When Manoah's son and his wife, they fell on their faces to the ground. They realized, this is God. An angel did not appear again to Manoah and his wife. Manoah finally realized it was the angel of the Lord. And he said to his wife, "We will certainly die, for we have seen God." But the wife said, "No, the Lord was going to kill us. He wouldn't have accepted the burnt offering and the grain offering. He would have appeared to us and told us this is a wonderful thing and done these miracles." So when their son was born, she named him Samson. And the angel blessed him, and he grew up. And the Spirit of the Lord began to stir him while he lived in Manaah Dan, which is located between the town of Zorb and Eshcol. So Samson is born, and that is going to be the beginning of one incredible run, the story of Samson. We're going to pick that up next time we come here. What I'm trying to let you know, that God is an orderly God. He orders steps. He directs paths. He guides in all truth. And that's why you really ought to, I've told all my kids, read through the Bible at least once. Go from Genesis to Revelation, and you'll get a better understanding of the goodness of God, the mercy of God, the kindness of God, the provision of God. God's always trying to help, but he won't make us do it. God, he made us free will creatures. He's let us choose. And again, I go back. He said, "I set before you life, death, blessing, cursing. You get to choose." So we get to choose what we're going to do, who we're going to serve. So today, let's make our mind up. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. You got to make that a regular statement every day. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening. Tune in next time.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God could do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.